Okay, if you're saved, truly born again, I'm going to solve all your problems right now. But I'm not going to do it. The truth will. Now, you can go to church and you can hear all these sermons, right? Especially if you go to a good fundamental church. He's going to say, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. I don't even know if they say that, you know. But I think they do. This is going to solve all your problems. What's your only fear right now? Is it fear of being alone? Is it fear of being homeless? Is it fear of losing a job? What is your fear? What is your fear? Is it fear of dying and leaving people behind? All these fears are not even real. I want you to think about this. Yeah, you might die. Yeah, you might lose a job. Yeah, you might have to move or something like that. You might have to live in a tent. You might have to live in your car for a week or two. But God is going to make a way of escape. And the reason that God is going to make a way of escape is because He already made a way of escape before the foundation of the world. And if you're saved, you're seated in Christ in the heavenlies. Now, what's His purpose? He ever lives to make intercession for the saints. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the saints. Now, what's His purpose for you? To build you up, build the body up, build the saints up, build your inner man, renew your mind. See, but some of the problems that we go through is because it's patterns we've created, seed patterns we've created, fears that reflect back. You know the fears reflect back because Job said it. Job said, the thing that I feared most came upon me. Now that book of Job was written after the experience. The thing that I feared most came upon me, Job said. So there's your reflecting. The Bible says you reap what you sow. There's the reflection. Nothing new under the sun. There's a reflection. Be fruitful and multiply. There's your reflection. Multiply means reproduce. Produce. You put watermelon seed in one season, watermelon comes up. What do? You repeat the process. You put watermelon in one season, watermelon comes up. You just reproduce. Reflects. You throw a boomerang, it comes back. You hit sound on a table, it reflects back. You look in a mirror, it reflects back. What's a reflecting pond? It's a place to reflect. What does the word reflect mean? To bounce back. What do you do with your mind? You reflect. When you think, what are you doing? You're inking. TH is the ether. When you contemplate, you're templating together. CON is together. Template. When you contemplate, you template. My point is, the system sends you fear darts through the news, the media, through people who are flesh creatures who are living in fear. The whole thing is you're living in fear and you're reflecting it back. Because you got the TV, the music, the media, the politics, the whatever's going on, it's reflecting back because you're living in fear instead of faith. The system's attacking your faith. It's faith versus fear. Now listen, whatever the fear is, whatever the concern is, whatever the worry is, it don't matter. You're in the now. You can do your part. You know, I'm not saying don't just sit down and just let God wants you to do something. That's why He left you here, to walk it out. He wants you to do something. He wants you to be proactive. He wants you to use your skills, your talents, your ability to serve others, whatever it is. It's just the greatest among you is a servant. He wants you to do something, but He's going to make a way. And you might say, well, what if I mess up? What if I lose the job? Or what if I do something that causes problems? His mercies are new every day. there was a time when I had some kind of mindset and I thought, how do I break this? What was it? I don't know if it was being lazy or if it was being depressed or something, or I don't remember what it was, but it's gone now. But I remember thinking, Lord, I messed up. And that verse, His mercies are new every day. You know, His mercies are new every day. I can't even remember what it was. It was so silly now. I look back, it was ridiculous. You know, it was a long time ago. I look back now, His mercies are new every day. It's not dependent on what you do, it's dependent on Him. But you create those patterns because you know He already made a way of escape at the cross. Even if it wasn't the lamb slain before the foundation world, it was 2,000 years ago. But it is. The 2,000 years ago when Jesus went to the cross is no different than the lamb slain before the foundation world. Those are the same data points. It just manifested. It was written in eternity, and it manifested in 3D time. 2,000 cycles ago. Or 2,020 cycles ago. Or 2021, or whatever it is. It was already written in the eternal, and it manifests in time after enough cycles, after enough setups or happenings. Certain things had to happen, right? Before it to appear down here. And so whatever it is that a person's afraid of or worried about, you can get rid of it instantly. Now you might have to go, let's say you did lose a job. You might have to go to work at McDonald's for 6 months or Burger King or something, you know, or whatever. But usually it's, as soon as you take that first step of faith, God starts opening doors. He opens doors. And when He opens a door, it's hard for anybody to close it except for yourself by not having faith. And it's even hard a lot of times for you to close it, because once He opens a door, He pretty much pushes you into that situation. He pushes you in. Once God opens a door as a saint, and we're hard-headed at times, and He has to pull us, just like He did Israel, as a backsliding heifer. He pulled Israel like a backsliding heifer. A lot of times He opens a door and you don't walk through, and He has to pull you through. He has to say, look, wake up, go. And if you don't want to go this direction, I'll make life so hard that you will go that direction. You know, God is leading and guiding you without you even knowing it at times. But most of the time, you know it. If it's peaceful, if it's to grow in you, it don't always have to be 100% peaceful. It can be growth. It can, sometimes you need something thrown at you to make you stronger, you know. This life down here in 3D, you're a 3D creature. If you're saved, you're a 3D creature and you're a 5D creature. The 3D should eventually become easy. Easier. The 3D should become easier because you see the cycles and you learn through the cycles of time. Whether it's sleep cycles, eating cycles, investing cycles, doing a job, repeat. Yeah, jobs can be boring, but by the repeat you get good at it. You become a master at something. It takes about 10 years to become a master at something, whatever it is. The more cycles you do it, you learn more. You know, a heart doctor's a master at heart, reading EKGs. A nurse is a master. She's put enough needles in the veins, she's a master at it. And a lot of times you don't even feel it because they're so good at it. You repeat the process enough times, you become a master at it. And you master one thing, you go to the next. You master that. Tying your shoes. Now you can tie your shoes without even looking, but remember when you first, it was hard. communicating, you know, even talking, even a podcast. Let's say you want to do a podcast, but you don't feel like you can talk. Just start. Just start doing it. And over time, you become a master speaker, a master orator. It takes practice. Violin, guitar, drums, whatever it is that you do, it's going to take practice, and you get better and better over time. Why? Because it's a repeat cycle to teach you. Really, life is really simple. When you get good at something, just keep repeating it and get better at it. Become a master at it. That's not, you don't worship that. That's not who you are. That's your identity is in Christ. But the secret to all these fear darts that people have, you know, I mentioned, afraid of being alone. You don't need to be afraid of being alone. If you're afraid of it, face it head first. Do something about it. But you don't need to fear being alone because Jesus is with you all the time. You could be in a jail cell for 10 years and be content in Christ because Jesus is with you. You could be in an isolated camp somewhere, who knows where, and you could still be content because of Jesus. Especially with the object lessons that you see in front of you. The tree is tree, true, faithful faith. The blue skies, the blue letter law, the flesh. The gravity of the matter is that we're going to the grave. Gravity, grave, 6 foot under, F, man's number. Your body's going to die, but your spirit's going up if you're saved. If you understand that it was already written before the foundation of the world, then he already had you covered. He had your back before you were ever even created, before the universe was even created. Jesus had your back. And if he's got your back before the foundation of the world, he has your back today. You understand? If Jesus has got you covered before the foundation of the world, it was already covered back then. And you enter in by faith. This is in Romans 8. If he gave you his son, Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? You want knowledge, you want wisdom, you want understanding, you want peace, you want love, joy, peace, goodness. You want to move to the spirit mind. You want to know the mind of Christ? He says, the Bible says you have the mind of Christ. Did Jesus worry? They said, you got to pay these taxes. He grabbed a fish or fished. I don't know if he threw a rod and reel or a string or if he just reached down and grabbed, but there was a gold coin. Paid his taxes. That should have shook him up right there. That should have shook them up, whoever they were. Some crazy stuff. Give unto Caesar's what's Caesar's. He really don't owe taxes, but you know, he's doing what the Apostle Paul said. Give honor to whom honor's due down here in the natural, you know. Even though you're on equal footing with all, you're actually higher than them. You inherit the earth. They're just earth creatures. The Gentiles are actually building up. If you really want to know the truth, the Gentiles need you. And the Gentiles are actually building wealth up and systems up for you. All this stuff is being built for you here. Yes, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, but it's really, there's going to be 1,000 years of peace. And all their technology and all their inventions and everything they do is actually for the saints. It really is. It really blows your mind when you really see that everything that they're doing is for the saints. They think they're attacking, but they're actually making us stronger. They're making us stronger. The more they attack, the stronger we get. And it just goes back to Egypt and the Pharaoh. You know, the children of Israel just kept growing and growing. And the Pharaoh says, my little pinky's going to be stronger than the thumb of my father, the new Pharaoh. And they still kept growing. The harder they made it, the more the Jewish people grew, the elect. And then there was a deliverer. Let's say you are under some kind of thumb of some Pharaoh, dictator, psychopath. Let's say you are under them. Now remember, they cried out. And after enough time went, when it was time, God sent a deliverer. Moses went down there and said, let my people go. Let my people go. And so whatever it is, those fear darts, those fear patterns, they're just AI programs. They're not even real. Because God, like I said, already had your back, had you covered before the creation. So any kind of fear dart or worry or doubt or whatever that you have, insecurity, anything that you fear or insecure about, it's already covered. It's stupid to live that way. It's actually dumb. I gotta drink, or I gotta smoke a cigarette, or I gotta do this. No, you don't. That's a program. That's an AI program. You're actually letting the program control you instead of the mind of Christ. You don't have to drink. You don't have to smoke. You don't have to curse. You don't have to do anything. You are free in Christ. And Jesus has you covered now, just like he did before the foundation of the world. And if you really believe what I'm telling you, and you sit down, you cut the noise off, you cut the TV off, and you just think about that. And you think about any kind of fear, worry, doubt, whatever that you have. Just think about what I'm saying. It just fades away. Yeah, it might try to come back. Those thoughts and stuff try to come back, but you keep hitting the thought with the truth. You keep hitting that fake reality thought that keeps coming to your mind with the truth. Those lies that you believe, you hit them with truth. The truth shall set you free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. The truth sets you free. What he did at the cross has you covered. No matter what you face, there's already a solution before you ever faced it. Come on now. Whatever you face, the solution was already there before you faced it. Let me say it one more time. No matter what you face, whatever problem you face, the solution was already there before you even faced it. One more time. One more time. Whatever situation or problem you face that seems to be difficult or seems to be an impasse, the solution was already there before the problem even appeared. The only reason the problem appeared is to cut out your fake reality, and you might have to go through it two or three times, you know. You might have to go through it three or four times, but it keeps happening so that you can overcome it as a saint, because the whole purpose of being here is to become an overcomer. You see that in Revelation. Those that overcome. Those that overcome. The ones that overcome. It's in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. To the church of Philadelphia or whoever, let him that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, he will have his name written in a white stone. To he that overcomes, he will... you can read it. It's like seven churches. But you can overcome right now. But you have to believe it. Jesus had you covered before the foundation. You have to understand the now is no different than what you see in Genesis 3 and what happened with Adam and Eve. They overcome because Jesus put a covering over them. He had to kill an animal, a sacrifice, which pointed to him as a type and shadow. He had to kill an animal, give them a covering to cover them. The skin of an animal to cover them, a coat. Yeah, but what I'm facing is it doesn't matter. I know what the truth is. You can overcome. You can get free. You can break all the chains by faith. Because it was already, actually it was done before you ever faced it. It's already done. I mean, the only reason you're still in it because you haven't really believed it. It was already done. This is an eternal, this is spiritual. This is the ether of the spirit. This is something that's already settled, and you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. It's already settled. You're already a winner. You've already overcome, but you have to really step into it by faith. Receive it. Just like you received Jesus, you receive the overcoming of whatever it is that you're facing. For real. Not even joking. It's so real. It's not even funny. And actually, when you believe it, stuff starts happening that will blow your mind. It's so supernatural. It's like, where did that come from? How did that happen? Where did that $1,000 come from? Where did that opportunity come from? How did that happen? It will blow your mind. It's already happened, to be honest with you. But if you have the mindset of what the devil's script is to make you defeated, but if you have the mindset of a defeated believer, you're going to live it. Because you're not the mindset of seated, you're not in the proper mindset. It's already finished. Jesus, they told Jesus, pay your taxes. He reached down there, grabbed a fish, and paid his taxes. That's what you have to really believe. Whatever it is. Don't believe the doctors. Believe Jesus. Don't believe the financial gurus. Believe Jesus. Don't believe the system lies. Believe Jesus. It's all. Think about it. Adam and Eve down there in the garden, God took care of them in the garden, and they didn't have all that we have now. All the tools we have now, it's at your fingertips. That's what blows your mind. It's at your fingertips. Anyway, if that don't set somebody free, I don't know. All you have to do, whatever you're, just pay it. See, a lot of times you don't even know you're afraid or worried or something. We get so caught up in something, we worry about it. But take a step and be proactive. Whatever you're facing, make a move and watch it appear. Watch it be solved. It will be solved before you know it. If you take a step, if you just act, it will be solved before you know it. The solution's already there. You just have to take one step of faith and watch. Take another step of faith, and before you know it, boom. You'll say, oh, that was easy. That was an easy button. Why was I even worried about that? After you do that, you're like, why? What in the world? What was I worried about? Really? For real?